I just want to introduce everyone about stigma. If you don't know what stigma is, I just want to quickly run through. Okay, so stigma stands for STI Action Gay Men Group. It's based in New South Wales, and then everything started in year 2000. I think some of you might be there in year 2000 back then. So, which is basically there was a problem with the syphilis among the gay men, and group of clinicians and services and get together to respond to how to address the issues. So, the first meeting was held on 15th December 2000. And then, of course, the group provide a coordinator and planned approach to a lot of activities in relation to the data, monitoring, health promotions, and then as well as, of course, provide advice to the relevant committees. Back then in year 2000, member-wise, as you can see, it's a very small number. Some of the stigma initiatives, and then, of course, today we're talking about stigma testing guidelines. But apart from that, Stigma does newsletter twice a year. We are developing, we're hosting a gay-friendly GP list. Also, in the development, we are doing the gay-friendly GP online training module. Of course, we're distributing the safe sex packs to GPs. We're working with ACON to develop and implement SDI campaigns. And we also do enhanced surveillance reports when it's needed. So it's actually, that's a little bit introductions I sort of want to give you about the stigma. The thing is, this is year 2019, and you can see the list of the members now. And then I really want to acknowledge the, all of these members' contribution to all the initiatives. And then I think stigma is changing, is adapting changes. And then I think it's important in terms of the meeting the needs of the community as well as the stakeholders we're working with.